come alive, come alive in my body, dream.
Hello, this is Molly Patrick, and you are listening to episode 26 of the Clean Food Dirty Girl podcast. Welcome to it. Hello, my friends. How are you today? So happy to connect with you in this way, as usual. I always say it, but I mean it. It's so much fun to do this. So this week, I just want to talk about mac and cheese. That's it, just mac and cheese. Can we just talk about it? Because it's so good and delicious, and I love it. And really, you don't have to miss out. If you eat a whole food plant-based diet, you can totally eat mac and cheese and be so satisfied from it. And thank goodness, because I wouldn't want to eat any kind of way that didn't allow me to eat mac and cheese. Final answer. And that's coming from somebody who does not eat dairy and does not eat gluten either. So, and I'm just as passionate about mac and cheese today as I was back when I was vegetarian. And that's when I was eating, that's before I developed a gluten issue. Perioral dermatitis is what I have. If I eat gluten, my face flares up and breaks out. And so I have to stay away from gluten. But even when I ate dairy and ate gluten, I've always loved mac and cheese, but I love it just as much now. My mac and cheese looks different now than it used to. And so that's what I want to talk about. I had a delicious bowl of mac and cheese for lunch, and this is what sparked this idea, because it's just so good, and it's like one of my major comfort foods. And I think that there's this idea that when people are switching to a whole food plant-based diet, they're going to have to give up the foods that they really love. And I have found sort of the opposite to be true. It's not so much giving up or depriving. It's more changing the ingredients a little bit, but also adding stuff in instead of taking stuff out. So that's a mindset that anybody who I've talked to who has switched to a whole food plant-based diet and has really just embraced it and is thriving with it and is loving it, that is something that they quickly find out. It's like the fear might be, oh, I have to give up cheese. I have to give up meat. I have to give up my favorite things. And first of all, you don't have to do anything. You definitely don't have to. You can eat all that stuff. And guess what? You're not going to be a more worthy person either way. You are going to be the same beautiful, worthy, perfect human, whether or not you eat meat or dairy or processed food. So, but then the idea might be, okay, I have to not eat this, or I have to avoid this. And first of all, A, you don't have to. And B, what you find rather quickly is that, wait, I'm adding way more in than I'm avoiding. And so it's much more about adding in. And then your perspective just changes, just shifts. And pretty soon it's all about the new things that you're adding into your diet, the new ingredients you're trying out, the new vegetables you're eating for the very first time, even though you maybe walked past them in the grocery store, the produce section, or your farmer's markets, like, you know, a million times, but it's, you know, you're just now trying it. And I know for sure when I was vegetarian, I would go grocery shopping, I would buy the same like handful of ingredients over and over again. And even in the produce section, it was like I would buy broccoli and potatoes and lettuce and fruit and like maybe some cucumbers. And, you know, that was it. Maybe a, you know, half a dozen, right, veggies I would buy over and over again. And when I switched my diet and really focused on whole plant foods, oh my gosh, all of a sudden I was trying different kind of squash, and I was trying all these different cruciferous veggies and all these different leafy greens and doing these awesome things with them. And my whole world of food just opened up, and I got the memo loud and clear. Oh, this isn't about taking out. This is about adding in. This is about like adding in so much that you just naturally kind of crowd out meat and dairy and processed foods without even really trying. So it can be a really fun and, might I say, even enjoyable experience, especially when you kind of embrace that mindset. So we decide how easy or hard something is going to be, and that all depends on your thoughts about it. If you have this idea that it's going to suck and it's going to be hard and it's going to be horrible and you're going to be lacking and you're going to be deprived and it's just going to be the worst thing in the world, then yeah, you're probably right. Like, it probably is not going to be enjoyable. But if you go into it with this mindset of getting curious and trying new things and finding new ways to make your old favorites just in healthier ways, and kind of getting excited about the variety, and you're going to have a much different experience with this. So anyways, and again, there's no wrong or right way to do it. If you are going into it with the mindset of this sucks, it doesn't mean that that's the wrong way to do it. You're probably just making it a bit harder on yourself than it has to be if those are your thoughts going into it. So, okay, mac and cheese, let's talk about it. As I was eating this delicious bowl of mac and cheese, and I'm going to tell you all about it, I remember I had this memory. This memory kind of flashed back, and I was a kid, and I don't know about you all, but sometimes I think back to when I was a kid, and I literally can't, I don't know if I'm like, okay, I was maybe 8, but I also could have been like 14 or anywhere in between that. It's like, was I 7? Was I 15? I don't know. I know that it was a long time ago, and that's about all I know. So I had a memory of being little, again, not sure what age. I could have been around a 10, but then again, maybe I was like 13. Maybe I was younger. I don't know. It's hazy. But what I would do is after school, my best friend and I would walk to the university, and they had a indoor pool, and we took swimming lessons. And we would swim. I don't know. It was like a 2-hour lesson or something. And then after swimming lessons, we would walk to my best friend's house, and it was a ways away. Like, maybe it wasn't that far away, but it felt like a really long way. I want to say it was maybe close to, maybe it was like almost a mile, which is a pretty long way, I guess, for a kid, right? But it took a while to get there. And after a full day of school and swimming lessons and the walk to her house, to her mom's house, we were starving just so, so hungry. And we would just walk in her mom's house, and her mom wasn't around. Her mom was at work. And so we would let ourselves in the house and we'd go straight to the kitchen, and we would go to the cupboard and grab a box of mac and cheese. It was like the generic, it wasn't Kraft, but it was like the generic, like, box of mac and cheese. And we would, boil the water for the pasta, and we could, we made a batch really quick and melted the butter and put in that little packet of orange powder and added some milk and then drained the pasta and put the cheesy sauce, and we would just devour it. And then sometimes we'd make another box because we were so hungry. And once in a while, there was the, and again, it wasn't like the Kraft one, but it was the kind of not Kraft look-like version that had the pasta, and then it had a packet of cheese sauce, and it was probably like some kind of Velveeta that was shelf-stable, and all you had to do is cook the pasta and then just squeeze that sauce out of the packet and then mix with the pasta. And I preferred that to the powder kind, but either way, it didn't matter. I loved it. And I just have this very, you know, very fond memories of being in my best friend's mom's house and being so hungry from school and swimming and walking and just sitting down with my best friend and laughing and devouring mac and cheese. It's just a very happy, happy memory for me. And today at lunch, I was eating my mac and cheese. It looks quite different now than it did back then. And one of the reasons, you know, one of the things that I try to do, and I don't, I'm not always perfect at this for sure, but when I'm eating, I try to just focus on my food instead of eating while looking at my phone or while listening to a podcast or, you know, I just try to eat my food in silence and just be there with it and pay attention to my food and just be really present while I'm eating. And, you know, and it, yeah, I try to do that. I don't do it every single meal, but today was one of those days where I just sat down, ate my lunch, and just was with no distractions, just enjoyed every bite. And what I love, like, God, I don't know why this makes me emotional. Why am I like wanting to cry all of a sudden? I don't know. But when you, I guess it's because when you allow yourself and you give yourself that space, like, if I would have been on my phone today or listening to a podcast or on the phone talking with somebody, for example, that really sweet childhood memory from whatever the fuck age I was, that wouldn't have come in. That wouldn't have come into my mind. And I wouldn't have had that very sweet moment of like thinking about that time in my life and connecting with my best friend and just thinking about that. Like, and it makes me, I guess it just makes me really happy that I gave that to myself. Like I gave myself that space to just sit there with my lunch and see what comes up and just allow for it. And, you know, instead of reaching for a device, I don't know, because it was a really sweet memory and I hadn't thought about that in a long time. And so as I was eating my mac and cheese, I had this memory and I thought, oh, I love my best friend. Sierra, you know who you are. And I love mac and cheese. And then I was thinking, I love mac and cheese so much. And I think that probably somebody who does not eat a whole food plant-based diet, if they heard somebody who does follow a whole food plant-based diet, if they heard them talk about their love of mac and cheese and how satisfied they are from it and how much they love it, even though they don't eat dairy or, and in my case, gluten, I think they'd be like, huh, well, how does that work? What is your mac and cheese made of, good woman? They'd probably ask it like that too. So I'm going to tell you, and this is what I do. So on my batching day, the day that I carve out a few hours to make a whole bunch of food, sometimes I follow our meal plans, and sometimes I cook from the recipe vault, and I sort of make my own little meal plan. And what I did this weekend was I had a box of, it was chickpea pasta, it's like little macaroni. So chickpea macaroni, I had a box of that. And so I just boiled water, and I cooked that pasta, and then I drained it. And I put the cooked pasta into a Tupperware and just put it in the fridge. So that way, when I go to make my mac and cheese, I don't have to cook the pasta from scratch and it'll be a lot faster. So I have that. Then I, on my batching day, I went into the recipe vault and I just searched for cheesy sauces and I chose the velvet cheesy sauce because that is one of my favorites and it's super easy to make. It's very fast. It's a cashew based sauce using tapioca flour, so it really has that kind of stretchy, gooey, cheesy texture to it. So I made a batch of the velvet cheesy sauce and then I put that in the fridge, And then I have, I always make sure that I wash and dry all of my produce. So this week I had a beautiful big bunch of broccoli, or not, yeah, I have broccoli too, but what I want to talk about is spinach. I had a big, beautiful bunch of spinach that I got from the farmer's market, and I had washed that and dried that and put that in a big Tupperware in my fridge as well. I have these beautiful kind of thick plastic bowls with lids on them, and I keep my leafy greens in there and my lettuce and my spinach. And I also had some leftover chickpeas because I made hummus. I made a roasted beet hummus over the weekend, and that was very delicious. And I had some leftover chickpeas. And so when it was time for lunch, I, of course, was, you know, my day was rolling. I was busy. I was getting stuff done. I got hungry. I went down to the fridge. I opened up the fridge. I was like, what am I going to eat? I saw the pasta. Boom, take that out. I saw the cheesy sauce. Boom, take that out. I saw those chickpeas. Grab those. And I saw the spinach. All right, beautiful. So then I took a bowl and I put in the cooked cold pasta into a bowl, however much I was going to eat. I kind of portioned it out. So I put, okay, I used the bowl that I was going to eat from, put the pasta in, and then I transferred the pasta to like a bigger, kind of a bigger bowl. And in that bowl, I also put the chickpeas and I put a whole bunch of chopped spinach. So I just took the spinach, chopped it up, and put a whole bunch of spinach in there with the pasta and the chickpeas. I boiled some water. Then I poured the boiling water over the pasta, the chickpeas, and the spinach. And I just set that aside. And then I heated up some of the cheesy sauce on the stove. And then as the water was heating up to boil, and well, I guess as I was letting my pasta and chickpeas and spinach get nice and hot, I was heating up my cheesy sauce on the stove, I kind of like washed up and put the rest of the stuff away, put the Tupperware back into the fridge and kind of did any dishes that were in the kitchen sink at that time. And then I just left the pasta heating up for maybe like 3 minutes is all. And then I just took a colander and I put the contents of that bowl into the colander. So the pasta and the chickpeas and the spinach went into the colander. I drained it. And then I just put that whole mixture into my bowl I was going to eat out of. And then I just put some cheesy sauce, some delicious velvet, plant-based velvet cheesy sauce over the whole thing and mixed it up. And if I was going to get really fancy, and if I had any, I would definitely add some walnut parm on top, and that would just take it to the next level. But I didn't have any walnut parm, so I just skipped it. So I took my bowl and I sat down and I just ate, and it was the most enjoyable meal, and it took me 5 minutes to make. And as I'm sitting there eating this delicious meal, right? Like the pasta is the perfect texture. The spinach was just really nice and soft. The chickpeas had that added a little bit of like texture in with each bite. And the cheesy sauce was super, super creamy. It reminded me of that Velveeta mac and cheese, not the one with the powder, but the like Velveeta kind that you just added directly into the pasta. And I was just in bliss. It was just the most delicious thing. And knowing that this is a meal that like is healthy for me, this is a good thing. Like I can fill up on this and I can eat as much as I, you know, as much as I don't like to eat until I'm too full. I like to eat until I'm no longer hungry, you know? And I can do that with this and enjoy every bite of it and know that it doesn't have any dairy. It doesn't have any gluten in my case. Although if I didn't have this face thing, I wouldn't care about the gluten. I would probably just get like a whole wheat pasta. But actually, I don't know, the chickpea pasta and the quinoa pasta and the brown rice pasta, I'm actually a fan. I actually don't mind that at all. It's not much of a difference to me. I can't really tell a difference. So it's actually pretty yummy. But it was so easy, so fast, so delicious. And I'm not missing out. I didn't feel like I was missing anything. In fact, it was more delicious than any mac and cheese I had ever experienced. Whether it was mac and cheese with regular, dairy and milk and butter and cheese and white pasta, this was way better than that. And I don't know, in that moment, I just got this rush of, like I get so often as I'm eating this food, I just get a rush of feel good. It's just like this rush of joy. And I've talked about this before, but it's when the thing that you love also loves you back, right? It's like, I am so enjoying this and I am really finding pleasure and joy in this meal. And this meal is loving me back. This meal is supporting my body. This meal is not going to give me mucus. It's not going to cause inflammation. It's not going to, make my cholesterol go up or my triglycerides go up. Like, this isn't going to fuck up my blood sugar. Like, this food that I love is also loving me back. And that is the best feeling. And also knowing that I knew exactly what I was eating. I knew exactly what was in that cheesy sauce. I knew that I cooked that pasta and it was, made from chickpeas. I know the farmer where I got the spinach from. Like, how cool is that? And I know that he picked that spinach just last week before the market. And I know that, those garbanzo beans were left over from hummus that I made. It's so empowering, not only knowing what's in your food, but knowing that you cooked your food, that you did that. You got into your kitchen. You carved out the time. You did that. Like, I did that for myself. I don't always feel like getting in the kitchen and cooking. It's not, this is not convenient food. It does take some time to prepare. But my gosh, like the feeling that knowing that I did that for myself, it is such an act of love. It is such an act of self-care. And again, I'm getting emotional. Am I getting my period? No, I actually just, my period just ended. I don't know what's going on. But it is, it's such a beautiful thing. And I just wish that everybody could have that feeling, could experience that. And the truth is everybody can, but it just seems like there are a lot of roadblocks for people to reach that point, right? From actually like wanting to do it to actually just doing it. Like no longer thinking about it, no longer talking about it, no longer making excuses and just saying, fuck it. Okay, I'm going to sign up for the meal plans. I'm going to choose some things to make. I'm going to put in the portions. I'm going to go to the grocery store. I'm going to cook the food. And then I get to have a delicious lunch in 5 minutes that brings so much joy. Like it was the most joyful thing of my day. So that's what I wanted to talk with you about today. My love of mac and cheese, my love of plants, and the fact that I don't have to choose one over the other. I don't have to compromise. I can eat delicious mac and cheese and I can eat a delicious whole food plant-based diet. It is one in the same. I don't have to choose. And that to me, what could be better? What could be better than that? So that's what I will leave you with. In the show notes of this episode, I will link to the velvet cheesy sauce from our classroom. And I highly encourage you to cook some pasta on your batching day. Make sure you have some delicious spinach or, kale would have worked as well, or collard greens or chard, any kind of leafy green would have worked. Just make sure that you have some, that you go to the store, the farmer's market, you buy some, you come home from the grocery store, you wash it, you dry it, you put it in your fridge so that when you get hungry, you can just grab it, chop, and go. And then, you know, make sure you have some canned beans. I didn't cook the chickpeas from scratch. I just had a can of chickpeas in my cupboard, and I just used those for ease. So with just a few, you know, with just a few things, it's like you can have such an incredible meal and so quick, and it can really support your whole life. So try that on your batching day. Make this velvet cheesy sauce. Sign up for our meal plans and our recipes if you haven't yet. Cook the pasta, make the cheesy sauce. Make sure you have a can of chickpeas. Any kind of bean would work, by the way. Navy beans would work. Pinto beans would work. Any kind of bean, delicious. And then make sure you have your greens. And if you really want to take it over the top, make a batch of walnut parm. I'll also link that in the show notes. And sprinkle that on top. And then it's just, I'd be on the floor. I would have just been on the floor if that happened. All right. I hope that you have a beautiful day, and I will talk to you next time. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, I would love it if you could rate and review it. That would mean a lot. And if you want to learn more about our whole food plant-based meal plans, head on over to our website, cleanfooddirtygirl.com, and check them out. You can also pick up a ton of plant-based recipes and resources and get inspired to celebrate human imperfection, because none of us are perfect. None of us, promise. And isn't that a relief? Oh my gosh. Okay, have a beautiful week, and I'll talk to you again soon. Dreamer, come alive.